Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The brain massage experience is described by many as feeling like your mind has been liberated and your soul wrapped in the warm embrace of truth. Stay tuned for your brain massage experience. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Arroyo Grande Freedom Rally, Saturday, 21st, 11 to 12 at 1221 Grande Avenue on the sidewalk. And thank Diane House for all her hard work organizing these great events. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town again, but I hope you'll plan to stand for liberty at the Freedom Rally. Looking forward to meeting with Larry Elder, future governor of California, September 6th in Santa Clarita, with Pastor Jerry Cook at Freedom's Way Baptist Church. See what is obvious, my friends, the dilemma of unbelief. Election fraud, the Afghanistan debacle debrief, and insurrection fraud, an epic collapse of yet another false narrative for the left. They just removed the last supporting pillar of their case. FBI admits it was not a planned attack by insurrectionist militia. Wow. Pandemic fraud, meet ICANN, Informed Consent Action Network. And wait for the mind-blowing collapse of yet another communist propaganda narrative. The truth, my friends, is marching on. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
See what is obvious. Pastor Jerry Cook, Freedom's Way Baptist Church in Santa Clarita, is hosting a meet and greet with Larry Elder, future governor of California, September 6th in Santa Clarita. Mr. Elder is a conservative who has dedicated his life to standing up for and being a voice for conservative values in America. His radio show went national, and probably every Californian has at least once heard his show. Certainly every reasonable Californian that has heard his show was impressed with his ability to cut through the nonsense and get to the point. Larry Elder is a man of conviction that is not afraid to see what is obvious. Mr. Elder is the front runner of this election to get rid of Gavin Newsom. So you can expect the lefties to be screaming through their racist masks. Wait a minute. I didn't think I put that right. Wait a minute, though. They don't wear masks when they're ranting about Trump or conservatives and unvaccinated children in their classrooms. Did you hear the one about the teacher? Did you see the video of this teacher chastising her students who were not vaccinated? Yeah. She scolded them and shamed them for coming into her classroom unvaccinated, exposing her to the grave danger of getting a disease that, well, she was vaccinated against, I assume. Right? It's weird because she was ranting about her fear the unvaccinated children in her classroom were going to give her COVID, but she was not wearing a mask. Maybe she knows what I know, and that is that the mask really isn't doing anything to block aerosol-suspended virions. But if she knew that, I would expect she would also know that the vaccines don't work. Wait a minute. She does know that. She has certainly been vaccinated. So if the vaccines work, well, what is she concerned about? I guess she knows the vaccines don't work. You see the paradox we're looking at here? Apparently, the experiment is failing, but it's confusing liberal communist teachers. Because if you believe all that the government is telling you about the vaccines, well, then you must believe what they are telling you about the masks. And yet, here's one, standing up, spewing spike proteins into the atmosphere without a mask on, complaining about children coming into her class unvaccinated. You see, communists always maneuver themselves into, well, the corner of the hypocrite. They are mirrored modern Pharisees, always judging others by a standard they don't keep. Didn't Obama look cute in his gray Hawaiian shirt, mingling with his friends, all hugs and open mugs, you know, laughing right into each other's faces? But it's all okay if you are, well, royalty. Someone says, well, he's not royalty. He only, well, he acts like he's royalty. It's virtual royalty. All right. So we will remember that when we all go French Revolution on these arrogant hypocrites, and we'll only do a virtual execution. of the aristos. We will only cast down their prideful smirks off their face without taking off their heads. Is that okay? We'll just dress them in orange and perp walk them into a courtroom and then behind bars. Okay, let's come back to the point. The communists have already started their attack. Larry Elder, they say, is a black white supremacist. Ooh, as we would say when I was a kid, what a chop. So that's what the communists call someone who does not believe math is white supremacism or white supremacists or concepts like law and order and other traditional American values, you know, like hard work to get ahead, you know, stuff like that. The values these yahoos call white supremacists are not white supremacist values at all. They are universal human values. They have no color. Hard work has no color. Proficiency in math and language and skills has not a color. Belief in the importance of law and order has no color, no race, no ethnicity. These are universal human values that arise on the foundation of seeing what is obvious. The natural order of things, you know. It's one of those, doth not even nature itself teach you? Oops, I forgot. Bible thump alert. I lifted that right out of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 11:14. There are some things that are so obvious, anyone willing to observe nature naturally can see them. And here are a few things that even nature can teach you if you're willing to see what is obvious. When a governor tells you to wear a mask indoors and especially in groups, and you catch him gathering with his friends in groups with none of them wearing masks, just go ahead and see what is obvious. The man's a liar. And like those scribes and Pharisees that offended Jesus so deeply that he would chastise them in public for binding heavy burdens on others, grievous to be borne, laying on others on their shoulders the burdens that they themselves will not move with even one of their fingers, Jesus said in Matthew 23:4-5. He described them perfectly. Everything they do, Jesus said, they do motivated to be seen of men. So, yeah, you know, when Fauci sees the camera, suddenly he pulls up his mask. They like titles and power and enjoying sitting in the high places and stuff like this and throwing burdens onto the little people that they don't have to carry. It's easy for guys like Newsom to make rules that destroy your ability to make a living because, well, he's not going to miss a paycheck. No leader should be allowed to lay a burden on others he will not put on his own shoulders. You see, what is obvious, he shuts down your business but cleverly manipulates the rules so his own winery can remain open. They manipulate the laws to burden others, but not themselves. They use their power wickedly to crush and wipe out the middle class, to drive everyone into the arms and to the ownership of their masters, to buy up the land, to take over the businesses, to collect all the, like a magnet, draw away all the customers, to drive the restaurateurs out of business in order to crush the smaller farms that support them and to gain control of all our food. So guys like Gates can tell you, you know, go eat soy. Right? The Bible says, warns us, they're going to command the same from meats. We must stop funding the people who are building the cages in which they will imprison us. We need to go local. We need to fire nuisance, hire elder, but don't stop there. We need to fire nuisance, hire elder, and then do a full forensic audit of our elections in California. See what is obvious. Friends, it's not Republicans merely who want to get rid of nuisance. It's Californians, the Reagan Californians. We want our state back. We will settle for a two-state solution. Way to go, Preston. But we are done with these modern mirrored Pharisees who govern like little dictators, little petty tyrants who use lies and fear to control us. The fact is, Larry Elder is not a white supremacist. He is a man who stands for universal human rights and freedoms. He is a man who can see what is obvious. And that's what we need in California right now. Leaders who can see what is obvious and who work for us, not for their masters. Let's wrap the first segment up with this observation. See what is obvious. It is obvious to anyone with sense that allowing men to call themselves girls and participate in women's sports is wrong, unfair, and just, well, unnatural. Doth not even nature teach you that a man is not a woman? And no matter how much estrogen you pump into a male or how many surgeries you perform, he continues to be a male, right down to the very cell structure of his body. You cannot overcome nature. You're not God. Why would you allow anyone to play you for such a fool that you would refuse to see what is obvious? It is obvious that leftist policies destroy cities and ruin neighborhoods. The evidence is directly in front of you. Look at it. It's right there. Look, see it. See what is obvious. It is obvious that your government medical establishment is lying to you about this COVID thing. Good night. I'm losing track of the lies Fauci's told us. See what is obvious. It's right in front of your face. The CDC records show that the recovery rate for COVID-19 is 99.987% for those who are healthy. It is virtually 100% for children. It's 95%+ for those considered vulnerable. And it is deadly for those with serious comorbidities, as would be just about any flu or pneumonia. This thing is no more deadly than a slightly elevated flu season. You have never seen the government act this way about any other disease. Not MRSA, not Ebola, none of them. Never. They have never acted this way about any other vaccination. So what's going on? When you're looking at something that doesn't make sense, step back and see the sense it makes. They have never said patently false things like vaccinated immunity is better than natural immunity. Excuse me. Natural immunity produces antibodies that react to the whole structure of the virus. Your patented and licensed whatever vaccinations, they only target specific areas of the virus. It's all a bunch of nonsense, and it's obvious nonsense. So quit letting them convince you that the elephant standing in the middle of the room and trumpeting isn't there. See what is obvious. Someone observed that Biden is slipping into, if he has not already slipped into, dementia. A Biden slipper, there's a shot back. So, you're a trained neurologist now. Well, where did you get your degree? Excuse me, friend. Anyone with the willingness to see what is obvious will conclude Biden has cognitive problems. It's not about diagnosing him. It's about seeing what is obvious. It's obvious that Trump helped this country, that his policies and leadership were very effective a la the border, and that we were all doing better under his leadership than we are now doing under Biden. That's obvious. Only an IDOT can't see it. See what is obvious. So I must conclude this segment, and here's the point. Why are there so many Americans who cannot or will not see what is obvious? How does this happen? Well, it's a key feature of what the Bible calls the mystery of iniquity. You know, that sin and a love for it blinds men to what is obvious. It blinds them so they can't see even nature clearly anymore. They get so blind they can't even see the lessons that nature itself teaches us. They become so, I don't know, I guess the word is stupid. They believe anything their government tells them because they cannot think for themselves. They cannot see what is obvious. They have to wait to be told what they're looking at. If you have to be told what you're seeing, you are clearly controlled. And quit with the sheeple thing, please. Jesus did not call his disciples sheep because he thinks they're stupid. He calls his disciples sheep for the reverse reason. It's because, in fact, they cannot be fooled by the voice of a false shepherd. They hear the shepherd's voice and follow him. They will not hear the voice of wolves that desire to devour our liberties. They will not follow blindly. They follow with their eyes wide open and they see what is obvious. The fact is, friend, it's Christ's sheep who are shining right now, the light in this darkness. They are the ones providing the light right now that illuminates this darkness, allowing those to see who will what is obvious. Those who have not sold themselves to Satan, that is, who have not embraced darkness as though it's light, who have not surrendered to the mystery of iniquity, who see that a man is a man and a woman is a woman and can't be tricked into not seeing what is obvious. Get the point? You can control the people who fear the king into being willing to, you know, to ignore the obvious fact that the king has no clothes. You know the parable. You cannot fool even a child, however, who's willing to just go ahead and see what is obvious. It is the dilemma of unbelief. Close your eyes to truth through unbelief, and you will believe the lie every time. You'll make government your God. It's the only God you can find. And you will wait for your God to tell you what you see. May God's people shine the light of truth so bright in this darkness that the darkness will be scattered, and enough Californians, enough Americans, will see what is obvious and refuse to follow these blind guides. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Election fraud. Rushbaugh used to say elections have consequences. Well, stolen elections have colossal consequences. Biden is not the legitimate president of the United States. He was installed by the CCP with their willing accomplices in America, mostly Democrat, but plenty of Republicans too. But the conspiracy is bigger even than China. We know George Soros has his hand in all of this. And, you know, we know about Serbia, Italy, Germany, all involved. We know the Nazi-controlled CIA and our own DOJ, along with the FBI, are all corrupt. We know we have been infiltrated in our military all the way up into also our Supreme Court has been compromised. We know the intergenerational moneyed families in the world have pooled their resources to buy, bribe, bully, and bamboozle their way into power in virtually every major nation and throughout America, which is their primary target. They have conspired to take over these countries, including America, by controlling the outcomes of elections in these nations, using the system employed by the Dominion voting machines, and by purchasing key political offices to provide cover for their operators, for their fraud, and the key media outlets to control the narrative, by which they hope to keep the people distracted while they build the cages in which they intend to keep us. The powers behind all of this internationally are called the global cabal. And these people intend to take the dominion and the sword by force and use it to advance their agenda in the world, which is to establish themselves openly as the gods of humanity. They will want to be worshipped, you watch. They will decide who lives or dies and when and by what means. They will decide who eats, who prospers, and who does not. They will decide which businesses will be allowed to succeed and which ones will be destroyed, and when and how. They will control the resources of the planet, both natural and human. They will reduce the population to a manageable level and turn the people into robots that serve their masters, the old transhumanism thing. And then the people will own nothing and be happy. The arm of the global cabal, that is, in America, is called the deep state. And so the deep state and the global cabal, under the global cabal, have an agenda to subdue humanity to their will. They will own everything, and you will own nothing. And according to one of the leading voices in the global cabal, Carl Schwab, you'll be happy. What does this have to do with Afghanistan? Well, it's easy, really. Soros, one of the high-level puppets in the hands of the Ministry of Iniquity, the forces of the children of disobedience that Satan has marshaled in his service to advance his program of one-world dominion. Those who actually worship Satan as God of this world, the only people for whom Satan is, in fact, God of this world, by the way, for Satan has never dethroned the Creator, and he has never and will never succeed to get his throne above the stars of God and be like the Most High. But Soros and those he works for worship Satan and do his bidding. Soros said, quote, "The main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States," end quote. And he continued, quote, "This is a harsh, indeed for me, painful thing to say, but unfortunately I'm convinced it is true," end quote. Colonel Waldron rightly said the true statement by Soros would look like this: "The main obstacle to his global one world order is the United States." And we know it's an indisputable and established fact that Soros' money was heavily spread around in the effort to set up this election steal, along with Zuckerberg. These liars and cheats and thieves hate America as founded, and especially Christian America. And they want to destroy her and rebuild her into the Marxist utopia they imagine that they can control. You know, in which you'll own nothing. They'll own it all. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You know, little kept human servants in the world to the world masters. They hate the idea of freedom of speech or religion or freedom of movement. They hate competition is the point, is really the bottom line. They hate competition for the resources of the earth, and they hate competition for power. They want to eliminate competition. And when America came along with this we the people thing, well, that really tweaked them on their proboscis and jammed up their plans. The final competitor they want to eliminate is we the people. To do that, they will destroy the primary support for these ideals. And that is America. So you see, what happened in Afghanistan did not happen because we have a dunce strutting around playing like he's the president. It happened because his masters need to bring America down. His masters, his handlers, directed him to do what he did. He hasn't got enough brains to even think this through. There's no way anyone with half a brain would pull out our own military and leave our civilians behind. Right? There's no way any commander of any army would turn the backs of his soldiers on the enemy and run like little girls, leaving the women and children behind to fend for themselves. Friend, that's not America. That's not what America does. So what is going on here? But this is what anti-America does every time they get the chance. Remember Obama and he and Biden? They worked to facilitate the rise of ISIS. Yeah, he and Biden worked together on that one. Now, Biden is in office, ISIS reviving. This is what you get when you allow these wicked people to steal our elections and install someone who will do their bidding. You see, this is what you get when you allow yourself to be unwilling to see what is obvious. It is obvious that Biden didn't win this election in 2020. It's obvious on the face of it. It becomes more obvious when you start analyzing the whole thing. You've heard all of this before, and I can't get even halfway into it, no time, but how does Biden win the Oval Office when down ticket his party loses virtually everything else? How does bumbling Biden get more votes than Hillary did? And even more votes than Obama? Really? How does Biden become the president who was voted in with the greatest number of votes in history at a time when Trump won more votes than any other president in history, second only to Biden? What? You're not willing to see what is obvious? You know, if you saw the video evidence of multiple copies of ballots, of trucks loaded with ballots making dumps in the middle of the night, if you watch the vote count suddenly stop and then inexplicably start again, you know, stopped while Trump was winning, starts again with suddenly Biden said, what? Give me a break. If you can't see what is obvious, the only reason people can't see what is obvious is if they have an obvious agenda. Now, our desire to see Trump in office did not create the spectacles I've touched on. And believe me, there are hundreds more. It truly barely scratches the surface. Anyone who can't see that the deep state operatives in Maricopa have fought against the audit every step of the way, refusing to release the routers, there's only one reason for that, and the reason is obvious. And Christian, you keep shining the light on this stuff and the obvious obfuscation by Fauci and all his cohorts over this nonsense about masks and the vaccine mandates. It's obvious. It's all very obvious. Never has there been a more colossal failure of any vaccine. Never has our government medical establishment been so obviously immune to science. Turn their back on decades of known science. They talk science, science, science. And yet, not once do they point to any scientific study that supports what they're doing. The only studies they have pointed to are concluded with disclaimers that totally repudiate the claims they made in the so-called study. I'll go over this tonight in our visit. You'll be shocked. Man, I'm looking at my time. I've got to wrap this up. Look, two more obvious things to see. Informed Consent Action Network, ICAN, endorsed and supported by thehighwire.com. This is a group you should support. The Highwire has used FOIA to obtain Fauci emails, and they pressed the court to unredact some, and one of those they got unredacted is a mind blower. It's a bomb. In a letter from Dejac, CEO of Eco Health Alliance, you know, the group used by Fauci and company to funnel funds illegally to continue gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, he wrote an email to Fauci thanking him for supporting their cover story. He didn't call it that. I'm characterizing it that way. That the virus did not come from a lab, but from nature. The paragraph he redacted, however, clearly reveals that Dzhokhar and Fauci and others were knowingly participating in gain-of-function research with bat virus in the Wuhan lab. Yeah, it's in the email. Remember, he flatly denied this when Rand Paul pressed him about it. Well, now we know what we already knew was obvious, and now because now it's even more obvious. Fauci's a liar, and he had his hands in the development of this virus. See what is obvious. Now, here's a sudden twist in the January 6th insurrection narrative, or hoax, I should say. An epic collapse of another false narrative for the left. They just removed the last supporting pillar of their case that Trump supporters planned an insurrection for January 6th. Reuters, NBC, ABC, and all of them, they're repeating this particular statement over and over and over, as just as if they're reading from a script together, and that their masters sent out as a memo to all of them. Back off the narrative that Trump supporters pre-planned the attack on Capitol Hill. FBI admits it was not a pre-planned attack by insurrectionist militia. What's the real story? Quit digging into the fact that FBI has infiltrated the leadership of some of these militias, and they're the ones that orchestrated the so-called insurrection. There's so much more. But get the essential insight for today's brain massage. See what is obvious. Don't be afraid to see what is obvious. The truth is marching on. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You call, let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114. Or go to our websites, go to brainmassage.net or godswar2020.com. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage.